Imagine Harrison Ford, a struggling carpenter, installing cabinets for George Lucas, a chance encounter that led to iconic roles in Star Wars and Indiana Jones. Was this pure luck? After extensive research combining psychology, economics, mathematics, and neuroscience, we now understand that luck isn't mystical or random. It's a sophisticated blend of chance, talent, and hard work. While we can't control chance, we absolutely can enhance the other components. A national survey revealed 82% of Americans believe they directly influence luck in their lives, with two-thirds specifically crediting hard work and curiosity. Throughout history, from the Roman goddess Fortuna to modern game shows, luck has fascinated us precisely because it combines randomness with skill. Those who seem naturally lucky are often masterful at weaving together consistent effort, developed skill, and recognition of opportunity. They demonstrate what researchers call a prepared mind, the ability to spot and seize favorable circumstances when they appear. Lucky people share distinctive traits: persistence, attention to possibilities, and belief in their capacity for luck. As Stanley Kowalski said, luck is believing you're lucky, that's all. This creates a self-fulfilling prophecy. When unexpected events occur, what matters is your interpretation and response. Alice Martel transformed a casual comment at a publishing event into a successful literary agent career through immediate follow-up. Sarah Blakely turned a simple hosiery modification into the billion-dollar Spanx empire by staying alert to opportunities. Even everyday luck, finding parking spots or making tight connections, requires keen observation and preparation. Consistently lucky people balance optimism with pragmatism, knowing they can improve their odds through preparation, persistence, and positive expectation. We're bombarded with 2.5 quintillion bytes of data daily, equivalent to 150,000 HD movies streaming simultaneously. While obvious pop-out luck, like lottery wins, announces itself, most opportunities arrive subtly, requiring flexible attention. The ability to switch between narrow focus and wider awareness allows us to spot possibilities others miss. This cognitive flexibility separates consistently lucky people from others. Sarah Blakely demonstrated this by turning pantyhose frustration into a billion-dollar company, seeing opportunity where others saw annoyance. Even Leicester City's 5,000-to-1 championship wasn't just luck, but resulted from smart recruiting and innovative training. We often misinterpret statistics, failing to see how they apply to our situations. The key insight? Pick the statistic you want to be. Your choices determine which statistic you'll represent. Laura Galinsky's Luck Circles at conferences, where participants share needs and carry five people's dreams in their pocket, demonstrate emergence theory, small interactions creating larger payoffs. Cornell professor Victor Nee found Manhattan's density enables face-to-face interactions that create knowledge spillover, ideas shared without expectation of direct reciprocity. Henry Jarecki built multiple successful companies following a simple philosophy: I went to every party. Though naturally cerebral, he knew skipping gatherings might mean missing life-changing connections. This approach resembles fishing. Casting multiple lines increases success chances. As Dr. Barabasi noted, once upon a time, people were born into communities and had to find their individuality. Today, people are born individuals and have to find their communities. Belonging to multiple communities expands your weak ties and invisible networks, increasing exposure to lucky opportunities. Dr. James Watson, who discovered DNA's structure with Francis Crick, believes that a lot of luck in life is seeing what others don't see, and you rarely make great breakthroughs by staying only on a standard path. While most scientists focused on proteins, Watson and Crick pursued DNA when it was considered a messy molecule. His memoir title, Avoid Boring People, suggests both don't bore others and avoid mundane people and ideas. Similarly, Mike Darnell rose to run Warner Bros. Television division by creating controversial shows like When Animals Attack before reality TV became mainstream. His strategy? I was looking for a lane I could take where I didn't have to compete with everyone. Diversifying activities and investments creates luck strategically. Just as financial advisors recommend spreading investments across different assets, maintaining multiple career paths provides security and opportunity. While we celebrate stories like Fred Smith gambling FedEx's last $5,000 in Vegas, these tales misleadingly suggest that putting all eggs in one basket creates luck. The most effective approach is maintaining 2 to 3 options, a primary path, a related fallback, and possibly a different third option. This strategy worked for Alex Abelin, who left Google to start Liquid Talent while advising Liquid Wi-Fi. When his first company failed, he transitioned to the second, which Verizon later purchased for a substantial sum. Deepak Chopra recommends beginning each day by asking, "Who am I and what do I want?" to align actions with goals. Once desires are declared, energy naturally flows toward them. Daniel Kahneman's research reveals that people who prioritized financial success at 18 earned significantly more 2 decades later. Leonard Mlodinow highlights how persistence creates luck. Succeeding 1% of the time, but trying 100 times equals succeeding 99% once. Best-selling authors like John Grisham, Dr. Seuss, and J.K. Rowling all faced numerous rejections before finding success, showing how persistence creates seemingly extraordinary luck. Producer Doug Wick's career demonstrates how passion and informed optimism generate luck despite early setbacks. Contrary to popular belief, passion isn't innate. Angela Duckworth explains it develops through a little bit of discovery, followed by a lot of development, and then a lifetime of deepening. Martin Seligman completes this trifecta, noting that optimistic people have the cognitive disposition to take advantage of good events and not get bogged down hugely by bad ones. Even with strategies for creating luck, random bad events happen to everyone. Yet perspective transforms outcomes. Author Lee Child turned being fired after 13 years into extraordinary success by creating Jack Reacher. His advice? Try something. Identify your dream and go for it 110%. Your motivation will never be as strong. Baroness Susan Greenfield, dismissed as director of the Royal Institution, maintained composure through public scandal and focused on her scientific passion, eventually founding a biotech company. She calls this cosmic Argos, putting your thoughts out and receiving what you need. Making luck sometimes requires climbing down from one peak to reach a higher one, like Netflix abandoning its DVD mail model before emerging as a streaming giant. Finding your lucky path means navigating with a compass rather than a map. You need context to recognize opportunities. Prince Talal of Jordan showed me that even those born into privilege must create their own luck. Despite royal lineage, he faced near-fatal injuries and cancer, yet through resilience, now runs marathons. While chaos theory suggests tiny changes can lead to major outcomes, we still maintain control. As Barnaby explains, there are thousands of butterflies flapping their wings, meaning we have countless opportunities to affect outcomes. To have a truly lucky life, cultivate happiness, seek positivity, and share it generously. While we can't control randomness, we can control our opportunities, outlook, and life pathways. Luck isn't a moment, but the lifetime of moments we make, like choosing to notice and appreciate sunshine sparkling on water.